This audio is brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk, the resource for working mums, business mums, and stay-at-home mums. All right, so I'm speaking with Carol Vorderman today. Everyone should know Carol from Countdown and all over the press. Good morning, Carol. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Hi there. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me. So,
it's my pleasure.
Thank you.
You know, education's my passion.
Exactly. I basically thought it'd be great to speak to you because I came across a study which showed that working parents, the children of working parents, are 25% behind the children of stay-at-home mothers. And I thought, Well, great, you know, more pressure on parents. But how?
Exactly. Yeah.
So basically, that we are trying to get together information to help mums out there, mums and dads, who, you know, want to go that extra mile for their children or just to lay a good, solid foundation for their children in maths. So I know that you've got two children, haven't you, Katie?
Yes, and of course I've always been a working mum.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been a working mum, and I have Katie, who's now 19,
mm-hmm.
And going off to Cambridge to do physics later in the year, and I've got a son who's 14.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I've been a single parent for a very long time as well, so I have every sympathy
mm-hmm.
with working mums
mm-hmm.
who come home tired, have to get the tea on,
exactly.
put the tea on the table, do all of that, and then the homework starts,
mm-hmm.
and you can get very, very tired.
Exactly.
And the whole thing happens, you know, for 5 or 6 days a week. And but there are things, and I've had to do it with my children, where you can help them
mm-hmm.
In other ways, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
And the early years of learning in maths are essential to get right.
Mm-hmm. So how...